Well, after snapping the longest losing streak for our market in 2.5 years just on Tuesday, the market's back in the red again, falling back actually for the 9th time in 10 sessions. So absolutely has been very little enthusiasm or positive news about to push our market higher for a couple of weeks now. So the ASX 200 down in the order of 0.25%. Plenty of losers on the market today. Some of the worst as far as the impact on the broader share market goes, the miners, the telcos and also the banks. Now the miners are partly down on concerns of the US-China trade relationship worsening. There have been no signs of progress in recent days. And secondly, the strength of the US dollar, which generally pushes commodity prices down. So we've had BHP, Rio, Fortescue, South32 and all most of the other major players in the mining space losing quite a bit of ground. Insurance companies facing the Royal Commission this week as well. Most of the big names, IAG, Suncorp and QBE included, are losing some ground. Myer, the worst of the retailers, it's down about 5% today, so release its annual results, and basically due to plenty of write-downs, restructuring as it tries to turn the business around, it's announced a $486 million loss. Outside of this though, sales have also fallen back by about 3% over the year, and it's not paying a dividend either. Now Bega Cheese, the dairy company, has been in a trading halt for the last couple of days. It's come back online today and is down about 5%. So essentially it's confirmed that it is in fact raising $250 million from investors. It aims to use those funds largely to pay down debt, which has jumped recently after buying a dairy processing facility in WA. In the winners column, many are in the energy sector, partly because the price of oil shot up by 2.5% last night, and this is on supply concerns. So there are some worries of US sanctions on Iran, which take full effect in November, and secondly, concerns of potential damage from Hurricane Florence as well in the US. So these are things that could hold back supply to an extent, perhaps. We've got Woodside, Santos, Origin, Caltex all improving at this stage. The Aussie dollar is a little weaker today. It's fallen back below 71 US at 70.9.